Amen. I can tell you, I'll never forget the day that the Lord saved me. Amen. I was all the way down to Miami, Florida when the Lord saved me. Amen. My faith was such that I didn't know if I could do it. I was kind of apprehensive. You know, I said, Lord, I don't know if I can do this. I want to do it. I want to be right, but I don't know if I can. And God had to prove to me that His grace was sufficient. Amen. So I'll never forget the day that the Lord saved me. You want to go to the book of Haggai? H-A-G-G-A-I, Haggai. One of those, what they call them, a minor prophet. Amen. So it's near the end of the Old Testament, right before the New Testament. Haggai, the first chapter, where we're going to look this morning. Ask you to pray for us. Just a few thoughts we want to leave with you this morning. Amen. Sometimes we need to feed the soul. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes the soul is hungry.
Yeah.
Say, I don't know what I'm missing. I don't know. I tried this, I tried that, but it feels like my soul is hungry.
Right.
Amen. Sometimes the soul needs to be fed. Amen. The book of Haggai is where we want to go, the first chapter. Brother Chris, amen. We can read verse number 1, and we can read all the way down and get a thought in 5, a thought in 7. But in the book of Haggai, the first division of Haggai, amen. Chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says what?
In the second year of Darius the king.
In the second year of Darius the king.
In the sixth month.
You know what? It was about June. It was in the sixth month of the year. Come on.
In the first day of the month.
Amen. He was very specific. He said in the first day of the month. Come on.
Came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto
Zerubbabel. The word of the Lord came, amen, by Haggai the prophet. So Haggai was the preacher. Amen. And Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, is the one that needed to hear it. Come on, read for us.
And to Joshua, the son of Josedech.
Amen. And the thought was, amen, to Joshua, the son of Josedech.
The high priest saying.
Amen. The high priest, what did he say?
Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying.
He said, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts.
This people say, the time is not come.
Amen. It's not time right now. Come on.
The time that the Lord's house should be built.
It's not time for the Lord's house to be built. Amen. I don't have time for that right now. Amen. I know it needs to be done. Amen. But I don't have time for that right now. He said it is not time. Amen. For the Lord's house to be built. Come on.
Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet saying.
Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet. What did he say?
Is it time for you,
yeah,
O ye to dwell in your sealed houses,
yeah,
and this house lie
he
waste?
Said, is it time for you, O ye, amen, to dwell in your sealed houses, amen, and this house lie waste? Amen. Haggai was telling them it's time to build the Lord's house. Haggai was telling them, amen, it's time to go to work for God. Amen. But they wanted to stay home. Amen. They wanted to stay in the house. Amen. Put your feet up and relax. Amen. Chill. Amen. Take some time off. Amen. But Haggai said, man, don't you see the need? Don't you see the cause? Amen. Is it not time? Amen. To build the Lord's house. Amen. Your house is doing good. God is blessing you personally. God is blessing you naturally. Amen. But what about God's house? Read it for us, brother, please.
Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts.
Amen. Haggai said, thus saith the Lord of hosts. This is what God is telling you.
Consider your ways.
He said, consider your ways.
Ye have sown much.
He said, ye have sown much.
And bring in little.
Amen. He said in verse number 5, consider your ways. Amen. Think about it. Amen. Meditate on it. Amen. Look at your life. Amen. Look at your ways. Amen. Consider your ways. He said, ye have sown much. Amen. But you bring in little. Amen. Read it for me, Brother Prince.
Ye eat.
He said, you eat.
But ye have not enough.
But I feel like I can't get full.
Ye drink.
Amen. I drink.
But ye are not filled with drink.
Amen. But it look like I'm still thirsty. Have you ever, amen, drunk a whole bottle of something that look like you're still thirsty? Amen. I go out to have a good time, but it look like it still don't satisfy me. I tried this, but I can't find no satisfaction in it. I tried that, but I can't find no satisfaction in it. Amen. He said, ye eat. Amen. But you're still hungry. Amen. You drink, but you're still thirsty. Read it for us, Brother Chris. Come on.
Ye clothe you.
He said, put on clothes.
But there is none warm.
Amen. But it look like I'm still cold. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. I go to the club, but I don't feel like dancing. My God, I get high, but it don't get me off. My God, I holler at this, I holler at that one, but I'm not satisfied. I'm looking for something. I'm searching for something. I can't find what I'm searching for.
Amen.
I did it, but I didn't get nothing out of it. Come on, I went to the club. I didn't even have fun. I went outside and just waited in the car. Don't you know, before I got saved, this might be that, bro. Before I got saved, I would go to parties. And don't you know, I would get bored at the party. Same song, same dance, same people. Come on. I get so bored sometimes. I tell her, listen, just give me some. I'm just gonna go sit in the corner and just take this to the head. I don't even feel like hanging out. I cannot find no satisfaction. Read it for us, Brother Chris.
And he that earneth wages.
Earned
wages to put it into a bag with holes.
He earned wages to put it into a bag with holes.
Thus said the Lord of hosts.
This is what the Lord said.
Consider your ways.
What did he say, Brother Chris?
Consider your ways.
That's what we want to talk about this morning. Consider your ways. Verse number 5, we see the Bible say, now therefore, thus saith the Lord, consider your ways. Verse number 7, we see the Bible said, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Amen. What is the amen thought this morning that we want to focus in on? Consider your ways. Amen. Look at amen all the work I'm putting in, but I feel like nothing's coming out of it. Look at amen all the energy I put in, but it looked like the relationship still fall apart. Amen. God is not blessing it. Amen. You've been grinding. Amen. But I'm not getting nowhere. Amen. I've been going hard. Amen. But I got nothing to show for it. Amen. I'm sowing much. Amen. But I'm bringing in little. Amen. It's not working. Why is it not working? Amen. God is not in it. Amen. Consider your ways. Amen. It's not producing the outcome I want. Amen. I tried this, but I don't get the outcome I want. I tried that, but I don't get the outcome I want. God said you got to stop and consider your ways. I want you to slow down and consider your ways. That's what we want to talk about this morning. Consider your ways. Amen. I need to sit down. I need to think about it. Amen. What do I need to think about? I need to think about the way my ways, praise God. I need to think about the way I'm walking. I need to think about the way I live. I need to think about the way I talk. I need to think about the way I dress. I need to think about the way I go. My ways. I got to consider my ways. I didn't say what you need to change, but I need to sit down and think about it. I need to consider this. It's not getting me where I want to go. I feel like I'm a hamster on a hamster wheel. I'm just running, but I'm not going nowhere. I got to consider my ways. He said to you so much, but you bring in little. I tried this, I tried that, but I feel like I didn't get no further along the road. Consider your ways. Consider your ways. That's what we want to talk about this morning. Consider my ways. This word consider means to think about it. This word consider means to contemplate. And how many of us, amen, sit down sometime and just, Lord, I got to just contemplate this for a little while. Amen, I tried this, but you know what? I ended right back up at square one. I tried that, but I ended right back up at square one. What do I need to do? I need to stop and consider my ways. How am I going about this? Am I doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting a different result? It's time to consider my ways. This word consider means to reflect on it. Don't you know sometimes, amen, when you're doing something and it's not working, ain't no sense in just going. I need to sit down and just look at it, for just consider it. What I'm doing wrong. Sometimes we need to get down on our knees and just ask God, Lord, what I'm doing wrong. Come on, it's not working. Every time I try it, it's not going nowhere. I need to consider my ways. Lord, I tried this, but it didn't work. I tried that, but it didn't work. Lord, help me consider my ways. I need to reflect on how I'm living. I need to reflect on how I talk. I need to reflect on how I walk. I need to reflect on where I go. I need to reflect on what I do. I need to consider my ways. This word consider means to look at it. Amen. To think about how I'm living. Amen. To think about, amen, my lifestyle choices. Don't you know, amen, sometimes we can do something. Amen. I might not see no harm in it. It might not seem like a big deal. Amen. But when I sit down and consider it, that's the reason that's happening. Listen to me now. You don't always see it until you sit down and consider it. Sometimes when you sit down and keep considering, that's the reason that happened. Every time I do this, that happened. Where did I get to that? I had to consider. God was telling them, amen, in his day, you need to consider your ways. Amen, you're putting a lot of energy in, but it's not getting you nowhere. Amen, you've been doing it your way. say, Lord, am I going where you want me to go? Consider my ways. Consider my ways. Amen. Thanks to God this morning, we want to talk about consider your ways. Lord, why is it? Why is it? Amen. I feel like, amen, I'm on a hamster wheel. Why is it I feel like, amen, I can't go nowhere. I can't move forward. Amen. I got to consider my ways. I need to reflect on my ways. I need to contemplate my ways. When the Bible talks about ways, what is it saying? The Bible, amen, when it says ways, W-A-S, W-A-Y-S, it's talking about my manner of living. Don't you know sometimes I need to sit down and think about how I'm living? I don't know if y'all ever had this said to you. Probably not. Y'all some good people. Amen. But somebody told me one time, they said, you need to sit down and think about how you're living. You need to sit down and consider how you're living. Amen. Why? Because what you're doing is going to produce something, but it might not produce what you think you want. Have you considered the implications of your choices? You need to think about that. It's time to consider your ways. These people way back in Haggai day, they were just going. And he said, you need to sit down and consider your ways. You need to stop and consider your manner of living. You need to stop and think about it. Amen. Think about my manner of life. Think about my life choices. Think about where I go. Think about what I wear. Think about what I say. I need to consider my ways. A lot of times we consider other people's ways. They call it people watch. You say that she shouldn't have wore that. He should have went there. They should have been here. You considered everybody else's way. Have you stopped and give that much thought to your own ways? Have you stopped and give that much thought to your own ways? I got to consider my ways. It's time to consider my lifestyle. It's time to consider my manner of living. It's time to turn it over in my mind. It's time to reflect on it. It's time to, amen, weigh things out. It's time to consider my ways. Amen. Some of us, we got mama ways. Is that right?
Yeah.
Say, why you act like that? Because that's your mama was like that. You got your mama ways. Some of us got daddy ways. Some of us, amen, got grandmama ways and auntie ways. Some of us just got our own way. That's just how Mark is. You know, that's his way. You know, he got his way of doing things. Well, my way of doing things, I've been messing up my life. Why don't I sit down and think about it? Think about my ways. Consider my ways. Contemplate my ways. Turn my ways over in my mind. Lord, is the way I'm doing things the way you want it done? Is the way I'm approaching it? Is the way I'm living my life? Is the way I'm doing stuff? Is that what you want from me, God? I didn't say what you had to do, but at least sit down and consider it. Don't you know, if we're not careful, we'll go through whole life and never sit down and just reflect on things. I wonder, was that the best choice? I wonder, does God have a different plan? I wonder if God wants something different. I wonder if God wants me to do it differently. Consider. Yes. Consider your ways. God was encouraging them. He said, I want you to reflect on your life choice. I want you to reflect on your manner of living. I want you to reflect on where you go and what you do and what you say. I want you to consider it. Proverbs 21:2. Consider your ways. Consider your ways. A lot of us got our own way of doing stuff. You know, when I was unsaved, before I got saved, I hated to do anything anybody else was doing. I wanted it my way. Amen. This tell you how old I am. It was a guy out, amen, named Usher, and he had a song, My Way. And that's just what he was doing, my way. He was doing everything his own way. Amen. I didn't even want to wear my clothes. And if everybody else was wearing, I'm going to change what I'm doing. So I got my own way of doing it. I got my own way of wearing my boots. I got my own way. I have my own way about everything. But don't you know, amen, God said, your way, amen, is going to lead you to a place you don't want to go. When I sat down and thought about it, when I sat down and figured it, I saw my way was taking me someplace I didn't want to go. My way, my way, my way. God said, have you considered your way? Have you considered your way? Have you considered the way you said? Have you considered the way you live? Have you considered what you do? Have you considered what you sit up thinking about? Don't you know? Amen. Every action starts with a thought. I'm going to say that again. Every action starts with a thought. Long before you do something you regret, you thought about it. So let me ask you something. How I'm thinking? How do I think? Maybe the way I think is part of the problem. Y'all ever been around people that always think they're going to lose no matter what? You don't want them on your team. My God, you can come in the game thinking you ain't gonna lose, man. Come on, the game ain't even started. It's 0-0. But that's the way they think. They think like a loser. Some people think like a winner. They don't got a chance. I think I can do it. Are you really? You're the smallest dog in the fight, but they come in thinking that way. That's how they are. Everybody know. Oh man, they don't back down from nothing. That's their way. That's not their way. What about God's way? What about God's way? God said this morning, he told Haggai to tell them, consider your ways. Think about your life. Think about the choices I'm making. Think about the moves I'm making. Think about the lifestyle I'm living. Think about it. Reflect on it. Consider your ways. Proverbs 21:2, what does it say, Brother Chris?
Every way of a man is right in his own eyes.
Read that for me again.
Every way of a man is right in his own eyes.
Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Don't you know the way you did it seemed perfect to you? Because it's your way. So if I don't check my way against God's way, don't you know I'll agree with myself 100% of the time. I don't see nothing wrong with that. That seems fine to me. Well, if you reflect on it, you'll see it don't produce good results. Maybe you should change your way. He said every way of a man is what, Brother Chris?
Is right in his own eyes.
Every way of a man is right in his own eyes.
But the Lord pondereth the heart.
But the Bible says the Lord ponders the heart. Amen. Everybody likes having their way. Amen. Even a little baby, they want to have their way. They don't even know what's good. They don't even know what's best for them. They want to have their way. It could be snow on the ground outside. Mommy, I don't want to wear no shoes. Where's snow on the ground? Once you walk your little barefoot out there, your feet gonna be free. But you know what they wanna have their way. They don't got the good sense to know you can't go outside in the snow with no shoes. That's just like God feel about us. He's looking down from heaven thinking, you wanna have your way again. My God, look what your way is doing to you. Look where your way leads you. Look what your way produces. That's your way. Why don't you consider your ways? Just step back and consider your way. The Bible said every way of a man seems right, looks right, makes sense, sounds fair in his own eye. In his own eye, but the Lord pondereth the heart. Just because I like doing something does not make it the right way. Just because it makes sense to me, just because I enjoy it, that don't mean it's the right way. That don't mean it's God's way. And sometimes when I sit back and reflect on it, I can see it clear. You know what? That wasn't the right way to do that. You ever did something and then look back and say, I wish I had did that a different way. It's not that I'm the wrong, but I wish I had did that another way. But I won't see that if I don't consider. Step number one, I got to consider my ways. Think about how you live. Think about where you go. Think about what you think on. Think about what you say. Think about what you wear. Think about it. Just think about it. Think about it. What does it produce? Where is it going to get me? What's going to be the end result of what I'm doing? Consider your ways. Proverbs 14:4, amen, tells us that when a person, amen, gets off with God, the backslider in heart, it says, is filled with his own way. And that's just like most of the world today. They feel with their own way. Proverbs 16:7 tells us, amen, that when a man's ways, manner of life, when a man's ways please the Lord, the Bible say he'll make even his enemies to be at what? At peace with him. Don't you know if your ways please the Lord, God, you'll find God's way work better than your way. I'm sorry. You ever been trying to cook something and it don't come out right, and then somebody show you the right way to make it, and yours tastes just as good as theirs? Why? They knew the right way. You ever been trying to fix something, fix on your car, fix on your lawnmower, and you can't get it running, and then somebody know what they doing, come and get it out, and they do it another way, and now the lawnmower stop. Why? You was doing it the wrong way. Don't you know God created us? God created man. He know the way we supposed to live. Jesus the only one to live free from sin. He know the way to heaven. But I'm doing it my way and expecting Jesus' results. It ain't gonna work. You gonna have to do it Jesus' way. You gonna have to do it God's way. Consider your way. Consider your ways. Every way of a man looks right in his own eyes. Every way of a man makes sense in his own eyes. But when I do it God's way, when God is pleased with my ways, when God is pleased with my manner of living, when God is pleased with my lifestyle, when God is pleased with what I say. You ever said something and God just comforted your heart? You did that right. That was my way to do it. That was my way. You just feel good about it. You know, I did it the right way. Don't you know, even a little child, when they're getting something wrong, maybe they're doing the math problem, they're getting it wrong, then they finally do it right. Don't you know, they smile, oh, I did it right, I did it the right way. Don't you know Jesus came down to earth to show us the way to heaven, to show us the way to live, to show us the way to walk, to show us the way to talk, to show us the way to think.
Yes.
He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. He showed us how to think his way. But you know what? If I sit around thinking my way, I'm going to end up on Prozac. I'm depressed, amen, and all messed up. Why? I'm not thinking like he's not thinking my way.
Amen.
Thinking my way. Just about everything in life, it's the right way to do it. It's a right way to live, and it's a right way to go to heaven. But everybody loved their own way. That's why the Bible said in that day, many women shall take hold of one man, saying, let us eat our own food. Let us wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by your name to take away our shame. They want to have their own way, but they want God's results. And it don't work that way. I got to do it God's way. Don't you know God don't make you do it his way? Listen, he gave all of us free will. He gave Adam and Eve free will and a God. I got free will. You got free will. I can decide right now to do whatever I want my way. I'll be just like Usher. I don't know if it was Usher or who it was, but I'm doing it my way.
Yeah.
My way. Oh, yeah, we love it. Yeah, I'm going to do it my way. My way can take me to hell. My way can have me in a cemetery. My way can have me depressed. My way can have me wish I did. I wish I did. That was your way. You did it your way. Are you ready to try God's way? Why don't we just stop and just consider our ways. Consider your ways. I might not see nothing wrong with going down, amen, where I used to keep up foolishness and the fellas I used to ride people with. But God said, if you're with them, you're going to go back to doing what you used to do. So you better stay away from them. Man, that's God's way. My way, I ain't going to do nothing. I'm just going to go to the bar and sit. I'm just going to have me lemonade. I'm just going to only have, amen, tonic with no gin. That's your way. Let's see if it work. Let's see how long you're going to sit on the bar stool with everybody else drinking and you not, amen, before you order something. And then you don't know where you are when you wake up. That's your way. What about consider your ways? Say, the last time I did this, man, there was a big old explosion. Hey, man, I woke up with a black eye and I didn't even know what the fight was about. My ways. My way of talking, my way of walking, my way of thinking, my way of living, my way of dressing, my way.
Amen.
Consider your ways. Think about your ways. Hebrews 10, 16 through 20. Consider your ways. We're not going to be long. Consider your ways. A way, amen, means my manner of living. A way means my lifestyle choice. Amen, but how many of us are doing it God's way? God's way. God got a way to do it. Don't you know I can come up with my own mathematical equation? I can decide addition don't make sense and I'm going to do something else. But when I do the problem, I'm not going to get the right answer. Y'all understand that? I can do the bad problem, but they come out with the wrong answer. Don't you know some of us been doing the same problem, amen, 30 and 50 years, and still coming out with the wrong answer. Wrong again. Why my answer always wrong? Why do I always regret it? Why do I always mad? Why do I always missing the mark? Consider your ways. Sit down and look at it. Sit down and think it through. Ponder on it. Meditate on it. Reflect on it. Look at your ways. Look at your way. We all got ways. I got ways, you got ways. But you know what? I need to consider my ways. I need to look at my ways. Hebrews 10, 16. What does the Bible say there?
This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days.
A covenant is a promise. A covenant is a promise. And God was telling, amen, the children of Israel, his people back in the Old Testament, literal Israel, he said, this is the promise. Or this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. Come on.
I will put my laws into their hearts.
Listen to what God promised them. He said, listen, I'm going to put my way. I'm going to put my way of living. Listen to me now. I'm going to put my way of doing things. I'm going to put my law into your heart. Come on.
And in their minds will I write them.
I'm going to actually write my law in your mind. Well, I didn't know the right way. I didn't know what to do. He said, I'm going to write my way in your mind. Come on.
And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
He said, and after do that, you know what? I'm going to forgive them of all their sins, all the mistakes you made, all the errors, all the things you regret. I'm wiping all of that clean. I'm giving you a clean slate. And I look at you just like a newborn baby. Amen. Their sins, their iniquities, will I remember no more. I'm starting you out fresh, just like brand new. Read on.
Now, where remission of these is.
He said, where remission of these is.
There is no more offering for sin.
Now, you can't keep going back to, amen, your way, then God's way, then your way, then God's way, then your way, then God's way. You're going to find you're still getting the wrong answer. Come on, some of us was like that in sin. We'll do it the right way for a little while, then we'll do it our way. Then we'll do it the right way for a little while, then we'll do it our way. Then as soon as we get far enough along, we go back to doing our way again. Come on now. You need to consider that. Some of us are just inconsistent people. You can start a puzzle and wouldn't finish the puzzle. Y'all know I'm right. Some people couldn't finish nothing. I'm talking about nothing. They couldn't finish a piece of pie. They'll walk away from it with the crust. Don't finish. No, that's how you are. That's your way. But that way is going to not get you what you want. That way not going to get you where you need to go. Some of us, amen, was hot-headed. Praise the Lord. I put myself in that category. Jumping ahead all the time. But sometimes God got to say, that's not going to get you there. You have to pull that back a little bit. That ain't going to work. Hey, amen. That's your way, but that's not my way. Now what I'm going to do about it after I consider it, what I'm going to like, at least consider it. All Haggai was telling him was consider your ways. Look at your ways. Think about your ways. Imagine if before you did anything in life, you considered it. Amen. Before you bought that thing you didn't have no money for, what if you stopped and thought about it first? Look, can I really afford this? Amen. What if before you cussed them out and they pulled out their pistol, amen, you thought about it first? Man, he looked like he might have a pistol, and I ain't really ready to die over no parking spot. Not over a parking spot, bro. Maybe something, but not no parking spot. Go on and park right there. I'll park another one. Consider your ways. How God told him, stop and think about it. Stop and reflect on it. Turn it over in your mind. He said, read that for us, brother Chris. Verse number 16, this is the covenant, or this is the promise that I will make with you. I'll put my law into your heart. I'll put my law into your mind. Amen. I remember your sins and your iniquities no more. Read on.
Now, a remission of these is there is no more offering for sin.
He said, if you go back to it, there's no more offering for sin. Read down to verse number 20.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness. To enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
To enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
By a new and living way.
By what?
A new and living way.
A new and living way.
Which he have consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say.
I need to have a new way. Don't you know when I consider my ways, imagine I'm doing something, it's not working. I'm living life and life not working for me. And I consider my ways. After considering my ways, don't you know, God will show me the right way to do it. God will talk to my heart. God will talk to my mind. God will say, the way you're doing this is where your problem is. I'm talking about when you really consider it. Now, if you're just rushing and trying to justify doing stuff your own way, you know we do that sometimes. You try to put a square peg in a round hole and it don't fit, and you're trying to justify it. You just hit it. Well, maybe if I do it harder, it's not going to fit. God say, the way you're doing that is just not the right way. That's just not going to work. You have it your way. I can't bless your way. You're going to have to do it my way. If you want my heaven, if you want my son, if you want my life, you got to do it my way. He said, amen. Amen. Verse number 20, read that for us. A new and a living way.
Which he has consecrated for us. Through the veil.
Through the veil.
That is to say, his flesh.
Don't you know this is why we have to, amen, live a life like Jesus. Jesus, the one, consecrated this life for us. His way. Verse number 20 said, by a new and a living way, which he hath consecrated for us. Why do you think Jesus came to earth? 1 Peter, you don't have to go there, but 1 Peter 2 and 20 says, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. That was his way. Don't you know most preachers today will tell you, you can't help but to sin. Everybody sin. You got to sin. You might not want to sin, but you're going to end up sinning. That's your way, but what about Jesus' way? Now the scripture said he consecrated this way. That means Jesus went through life before you did, through life before I did, and showed us the way to live. Showed us the way to live. He said on the mountain, amen, in Matthew 5, and said, blessed pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called them. He showed us the way. At one point, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He showed all through the Bible, he showed us the right way. And so many so-called Christians doing their own way. Well, it's my way to worship. Well, it's my way to live. Well, it's my way to think. This is my way to thought. This is my way. That's your way. That's not God. Consider your ways. Consider your manner of living. Consider your life choices. Consider how you think. Long before you did it, you thought. What was you just meditating on the wrong thing, hoping you didn't do it? At some point, you're going to do what you thought about. I was talking to somebody one time. They said, sometimes you be talking to people on TV. What if I just smack them in the face right now? I said, you need to be careful. Thinking like that. You need to be careful just meditating on stuff. That's how I'm going to see now people end up like they are. You thinking the wrong way. You better stop thinking like that. You better stop thinking like that. That's your way. You mess around and think about cussing them out long enough, before you know it, you're going to be the cuss them out. That's how it works, amen. Because that's your way, but God's way will tell you don't even think about cussing them out. Don't even think about cussing them out. Don't even meditate on that. Stop praising God. Stop blessing them. Stop thanking God. Don't let your mind go there.
Amen.
Don't let your mind go there. That's right. Ways, consider. Consider your ways. He said, amen, a new and a living way, which he has consecrated for us. It's time for a change. It's time to consider my ways. Amen. What's changing? What am I changing? I'm changing my ways. I need a new way of walking. I need a new way of talking. I need a new way of dressing. I need a new way to look at life. Amen. I need a new lease on life. You know how they got these programs now where they do a total makeover. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They do a, my, that don't even look like her. That's not the way she was, but look at her now. Total makeover. A total makeover. He would have never been that faithful, but amen, he been at work every day this week. Who is this guy? That's a different way. He wasn't that way, but now you got God. That's his way. The Bible said it's required and steward that a man be found faithful. That's God's way. Folks aren't faithful and think they're going to do something in God's church. You're deceiving yourself. You're not faithful. Ways, that's my way. That's not God's way. That's my way. God can't bless unfaithfulness. That's my way. You unfaithful. God's not unfaithful. God said, I'm steady as the rain. I'm steady as the sun. Sun that came up every day in your life and went down every night in your life. God is steady. Folks, wishy-washy. That's your way. Now, if you do it God's way, you can't be wishy-washy no more. You're going to have to be standing just like God. Now, can you do it his way? Just consider your ways. What if wishy-washy got you? What if wishy-washy got you? I'm just going to try this. I'm just going to. That's your way. You've been trying it. It don't work. Consider your ways. It's time, amen, for a change. Amen. What's my way of talking? What's my way of walking? What's my way of thinking? What's my way of spending my free time? What's my way of spending my free time? Don't you know that y'all ever heard the saying that the idle mind is the devil's playground? You got a whole bunch of free time. Better consider how you're spending that time. Will God spend his time that way? Or is that just your way of getting your free time? You got to think about how you walk. It's a brother back in Chicago. Praise the Lord. He got saved in the 70s. Y'all remember Superfly? Bow, chicka, bow, bow. And the very way he walked, Sister Brandon, God wasn't pleased with the way he walked because he was super smart. He had him a pimp walk. You know what I'm saying? And so when he got saved, God told him, I don't even want you to walk like that no more. You ain't no pimp no more. Don't walk like no pimp. And he said he would pop his coat when he turned the corner. You know what I mean? Well, they don't even do maxi coats, but when he had the long coat, he said, when I spit, I would pop my coat. You know what I'm saying? Just so they know. So they know. And he said, I had a gangster lead. Every third step, I had to drop it. You know what I'm saying? I had to drop it. He said, and God told him, you're not walking like I was. Stop walking. That's your way to walk. That ain't my way to walk. You a man of God now. Walk no regular now. Why you represent God? This is my way to walk. Well, if God can do that natural, how much more so metaphorical? How much more so theoretical? God will show you how to walk. He'll show you his way of walking. He'll show you his way of living. So for you can't live like that. God said, that's your way to walk. That's your way to talk. That's your way to live. That's your way. That's your way. That's your. What about God's way? Consider. Consider your ways. Consider your way. Maybe in the past I would have did that, but you know what? I'm doing things God's way now. I'm doing things God's way now. I considered it. And you know what? That way, amen, I put out much, but I brought in little. That way never worked. I was always disappointed that way. I always found myself crying at the end of that way. I was always sad that way. You know, I'm doing it different now. I'm doing it another way. One song said, I found a better way. A better path for my feet. My life and joy complete. I found a better way. It says, since I found the church of God, I found out how to pray. My life is now complete. I found a better way. What's this doing, Meg? I'm kicking it around on something to fix it. It won't fit. And the man next door found a better way to fix it. What's this doing, Meg? I'm still going to do it my way. Some folks stealing a horse and a buggy. Hi-ya, hi-ya. You drive by me in your car. Hey, when you going to get there? I'll be there in an hour. It don't take but 5 minutes to get there. Why don't you get you a regular car? This is my way of getting around. Hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya. Folks' lives are stuck on neutral, stuck in the mud. Their whole life is spinning in the mud. And they won't do it no different way. They won't even consider their ways. They won't even consider it. Why you consider it, church? Will you think about it? Will you consider it? Will you think about it? You know, if you keep just trying to hit the gas harder and you in the mud, your tire just gonna keep spinning. But I gotta tell you something, you ain't coming out the mud. More gas does not get you out the mud and in the ditch. You gonna have to put something up underneath there. Get a grip, praise God, get a grip, amen, and come on up out the ditch. There's another way to do this. You don't have to do it that way, but you're gonna have to sit down and consider it now. Consider it. Consider your ways. Consider your ways. There's a man named Henry Ford. How many heard of him? I'm going to let y'all go. He created the automobile. The automobile. Horseless carriage. And he said if I had asked folks what they wanted for transportation, they would have told me I want a faster horse. He said, but I didn't have no plans of making a faster horse. I had a plan of making an automobile. He said, so I didn't ask them what they want. I just came up with a better way for transportation. That's his main quote of his whole life. Henry Ford made the car. He probably came with a car. Mine is electric. It's still a car. Amen. The combustion engine started it all. Your way is a horse and buggy. That's your way. That's my way. I know. I was 18 and tired of myself. You know, I looked in the mirror one time, and I was so skinny from smoking and drinking, and then my hair was long because I couldn't find nobody to braid my hair. And it was all growing out. I didn't even like what I saw in the mirror. I was like, man. At least can I get somebody to braid my hair or something? I mean, I'm just, my lips all black and mild, cigarettes, bumming cigarettes. My God, picking up butts off the ground and smoking a cigarette butt. I don't even know what mouth was on it, off the ground. That was my way. That was my way. 18 years old, that was my way. And you know what I said to myself when I looked at myself in the mirror? I said, there's got to be a better way. My God, I don't know what the way is, but it's got to be a better way. Consider your ways. Maybe stand. Maybe stand. Maybe stand. God had his way. Consider your ways. If you go to Jeremiah 26:13, it said, my way is not your
recording
way.
Stopped.
My thought, your thought. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways from your ways, my thoughts from your thoughts. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for showing us a better way. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us your way. Lord, we thank you for sending your Son to make a way. And Lord, since he forged this pathway, Lord, we just want to stay on the pathway. Lord, the brother said it might be narrow, it might be a narrow way, but Lord, we just want to stay on the pathway. Lord, we want to do things your way. Lord, help us to consider our ways. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Maybe see you.